going to return to the Blavavi, maybe even today, in a few minutes, but I wanted to enter into the Zman, as I did this morning with Chabura, to enter in with some Torah and Reishis, to begin again. And I thought that would be, I thought it would be a good way to start with this piece from the Nesiva Shalom. Vayhi Or. The Nesiva Shalom, I'm sure you've heard of, you've learned from the Slonima. The Maisa, I haven't looked at it in a long time. But one of the Chevron Shul told me such a beautiful word the other day on Yantiv about some Torah that I had a Chesik to look over some of the Torahs from years ago. And I felt this would be a nice way to come back into the Limud, into our learning, into the Zman. Bereishis bara Elokim shamayim v'sa'aretz. V'ha'aretz ha'isa sov v'vo v'choshech al p'nei sahayim. V'yom Elokim hi'or v'hi'or. So we all know, what the words mean. And if we live a million lifetimes, we won't really understand what the words mean. But in the beginning, the Baruch Hashem created, in the beginning of creating heaven and earth, so the Metzius was, it was Tohu Vavohu, and Choshech al Pnei Sahayim. And then in that emptiness, in that unbelievable emptiness, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yehi Or, Vayehi Or. That there should be light, and there was light. Sehinei HaKli Yaker, HaKli Yaker, B'Shar Mepharshim Omdu Al Kach. Kliyaka and the other Mepharshim talk about this. L'shem ha'kosva ha'torah ma'ashohaya kredim b'yis ha'or. The Mepharshim talk about it. What's the nafkamina to us? And why do we care? And what's the point of writing what was there before it was light? The Torah is not a history book. The Torah is not a science book. It's not physics. The Torah is Chaim. It's to teach us how to live. And what's the tachlis of telling us? The Shema Kosva Torah, Mashahaya Kodem Briyas Ha'or. What's the purpose of the Torah telling us what was before the creation of light? Shebashar in Yoni Ma'ase Breishis, Lenema Ba'af Echad Mehem, Mahaya Kodem Briyasai, El Kosu Vrak, Mashahasa Kodesh Baruch. By all the other things that were created, it doesn't say what was it like before that was created, it just says that Hashem made this, Hashem made that. Over here, the Torah tells us, You know what it was before there was light? There was darkness and time. We understand that Rashi tells us at the beginning that the Baruch Shalom saw it, that it was necessary that we know about creation, who created the world, and that the world belongs to the Bari Olam, the one who created it, and the Bari Olam, the one who created it, divides it and gives it to, it divides it up and gives out parts of this world in the way that he wants. And the Bari Olam, the creator of the world, gave us and gives us Eretz Yisrael. We understand. So there's a tachlis to knowing, the Seder of the Briyas Olam. But what's the tachlis of knowing what it was before the light was created? Ba'kan kosov mikaydem v'aros ha'isa tovu avo cheshach ha'pnei sahayim u'may nafkilom yizeh. What's the nafkimina, whether there was darkness before and there was emptiness and tovu avo and whatever that translates, chaos, confusion, whatever that is. Ube'etzem inyan toyu, Pirush Rashi, shuloshen toma u'shmomayim. Rashi says that the word tohu means a wonderment, what was the wonderment? The shmomayim, the emptiness, the desolation. It's beyond our understanding. Sh'odam toyehu u'mishtoymayim. The person is wondering, u'mishtoymayim, he was astonished. Else the emptiness was astonishing. The emptiness and the darkness before the creation of light was something beyond our grasp, how desolate and how empty it was. It's astonishing. That's what it means. That's how Rashi explains Tov. V'roi lovar b'zeh. Iman noivim hatahoyiv ha'ashmaman. The Baruch Shalom wants us to understand, obviously, what all of this means. Where does it come from? What is this? U'mahatshuva v'vayayim elokim hi'or k'neged hatahoyiv ha'ashmaman. And what is the cure that comes with the pasuk Vayom Elokim Yi'or, that there should be light that is coming to fix, to repair that matzav that was before of astonishing emptiness? That's clearly why the Torah is telling us. The Torah is telling us that there's a matzav of unbelievable emptiness, and that the cure of that is Vayi'or. And the Baruch Shalom wants us to know that. He wants us to know what was before there was light. Otherwise he wouldn't have told us. It's his own Indian how he does stuff like that. It's not our Indian. What do we need to know? So the Rebbe explains, Yesh Loimer al derech ha'avoida. He explains this al derech ha'avoida and avoida Hashem. Da Torah Kedosha bo l'lamed miyad b'tchilosa. The Torah is coming to teach us immediately at the beginning. Reishis bar lukim es ha-shamayim v'asaretz. In the beginning, the Baruch Hashem created heaven and earth. Sorry for a small thing, just to save the shul a couple of cents. Shenyane ha-briya mischalkim l'shtei chalukais. By telling us Reishis bar lukim es ha-shamayim v'asaretz, the Torah is teaching us that all of creation is divided into two divisions. Shtei chalukas. Es ha-shamayim, the heavens. Hainu ha-inyonim ha-shemimim, ha-shayocham l'nesham. The heavens means that in this world, there are those things that are himmeldik, that are shamayimdik, that are heavenly. Not the way that the kids say nowadays. I don't know if you have this also, when somebody eats some good ice cream, they say, it's heaven. And every single time that my kids say that, I say, that's not heaven. That's earth. Mamish, that's earth. That's not heaven. Chumash Rashi is heaven. Amoida'ani is heaven. A piece of cake, some ice cream, is earth. So the original creator, Es HaShemayim, in Yonam Hashemim, Mashiachim Neshama, those things that belong to the world of the Neshama, that are Shamayimdik, that are Himmeldik. Ve'asaretz, and he created earth. Heima ha'in Yonam Ha'artzim, Ashiachim Laguf. Those things that are of this world, the physical, that belong to that domain of the Guf, of the body. And of course, as we're learning Shabbos, we've been learning in the Shul Das Atzmacha, that most of the world believes that there is a creation that's called Shemayim. Because I think, at least in America, statistics show that over 80% more, I read recently, of the people in America believe in Shemayim. And however they define Shemayim, but they believe that there's a spiritual Metzius, God, how they understand God. It was more than 80%. America comes out to be one of the biggest maminim of all the countries of the world, America. The people here believe. Nevertheless, when the Torah tells us, Yoharitz Haisa Tauvavo, and the earth is astonishing in its emptiness. Hainu ha'inyonim ha'artzim sha'odam shakur behem. Even though the world believes in Shemayim, but the world is invested very heavily into the other part, into Ves Ha'aretz, Shemayim Ves Ha'aretz, into the earth. And man is so shakua, is so immersed in that second part of creation, Ves Ha'aretz, Hakdekach, that as a result of this shikur, as a result of this investment into Es Haaretz, it's Mevim Oysa L'Sovavo, that because of man's misuse and misunderstanding of the relationship between Shemaim and Haaretz, man enters into that domain called Es Haaretz to the point that it brings him to a state of astonishing emptiness. Of emptiness. Of tohu vavohu. Shiyatayu mishtoimen. The person becomes confused. Mishtoimen. And astonished. Confused. Baffled. Uma'abed is Yishev Hadas. He loses his Yishev Hadas. He loses his calmness, his understanding, the clarity of what his purpose is in this world. Shazui Atzas Hayetzer, which we know that this is the biggest avoida of the Yetzahar. La'abe Koichel Sheyehudi. La'abe Koichel Sheyehudi, to throw a Jew off, to cause him to lose his Yishev Hadas, his clarity, his knowing, his knowledge of his purpose in this world. And because of man's immersion in the Es Haaretz, in earthly life, he loses that clarity. And instead, he becomes a person whose life is one of tohu vavohu, confusion, bewilderment, and emptiness. K'moish matzina b'haman ha'rasha, we see that what was Haman's plan, and this is always the way the Yetzirah works. What was Haman's plan? Shezomam lahumam ula'avdam. Also, to cause us to become confused, bewildered, and to destroy us. And that's how you destroy a Jew. Because the emes is that a Jew, the etzem is indestructible. The Jewish people are indestructible. You see that the Germans, Yemach Shemam, the Enikluch, the descendants of Haman, that the Germans also, they didn't just start killing Jews. They engaged in a gradual process of taking away from us our Yishev Hadas and our being Jews, our being human beings. It was a brilliant mahalach of how to cause us to lose our clarity and to fall into tohu vavohu. It's the same thing that Stalin Yimach Shemo, communism, and how the Jews were dealt with. Lahumam ula'avdam. To confuse us, to cause us to become bewildered, and through that, la'avdam, to destroy, to annihilate. Ki es am Yisrael iyef shala'abed. Because when the Jewish people are the Jewish people, be'etzem, who they are, and they're strong in their yishev hadas, in their emuna, and it's clear to them that there's that not only that there is a Shemayim, but that everything is Shemayim. He is Am Yisrael Iyev Shel Abed. That mitzvah of Am Yisrael cannot be destroyed. Al Kain Rotsa B'tchilu Lahuma. Therefore, what did Haman do? Haman begins by trying to bring us to a point of tohu vavohu, of confusion, of bewilderment, of not being able to focus and concentrate on Be'etzem, on who we are. Ba'ideizeh, and once you do that, Yuchal Acharkech La'avdam, then they can be destroyed. Kach gam hayetzahar, and so it is with each and every one of us personally, individually. Kach gam hayetzahar. Matarosai, its objective, the goal of the Yetzahara, is reishis kol lebal bel daitel sheyehudi, is to confuse, to cause a person to fall into tohu vavohu, into the emptiness, into the confusion and bewilderment. Sheyim abulbal ayideh ha'inyonim ha'artziyim. And how does that happen? So we learn, reishis bolokim es ha'shamayim ves ha'aretz. by a person ignoring Shemayim, by a person forgetting to live every second of his life in that mitzvah of Shemayim, but rather to immerse oneself into the second part of creation, Ve'es Ha'aretz, by the person doing that, or by the Yetzirah, convincing the person to do that, what happens is he becomes mebulbel, ha'idei ha'inyonim ha'artziyim. He becomes confused by the inyonim ha'artziyim. The more he immerses himself in that world of Ve'es Ha'aretz, the more confused he becomes. It brings him to darkness and everything in life, to not be able to see, to live in chashkus, in darkness, as the Torah describes what was before there was light. Varetz ha'isa, because there's an vesar, as a shamayim vesaretz, but the world is more interested in es ha'aretz, and therefore people lose themselves in that place that's called ha'aretz. And that brings to a horrible, horrible state of tohu vavo, of confusion and of darkness and choshech al pnei tahom. Vagaru mikol hu etzam hadavar shehu mevulbel. And the worst of all is the actual confusion. That's the worst of all. As the Ramchal writes about in the beginning of Mishil Zishar, how we're walking around, the person's walking around like in a room that's pitch dark, and he doesn't know what's in the room, and even if he sees something in the room, what he thinks it is, it's not. So he doesn't know what to be afraid of, what not to be afraid of. That's what it means to live in confusion and darkness. As the Helig Kabrina writes, Shekol hain da alma, all of the money of the world, and the shav l'shav, Sheish Yehudi Armid B'Yishav Hadas. Send this out on the BlackBerry, an email to everybody that's working here. Shekol hain da alma, that all of the money of the world is not equal to one shah, to that moment, that time. Sheish Yehudi Armid B'Yishav Hadas, where a Jew has Yishav Hadas, who B'dem Yishav is, and his mind is clear of who he is and what his tachlis is. Kol hain da alma, all of the money of the world is not worth a moment of Yishav Hadas. V'hainu, Shah Madrega Gevor B'Yosef B'Avodas Hashem, the highest Madrega in Avodas Hashem, Himashi Yehudi Oymed B'Yishav Hadas U'B'Deyam Yishav, is when a Jew has Yishav Hadas U'B'Deyam Yishav, and his mind is clear and settled. V'Hepech Mizeh, and the opposite of that, the Torah describes at the beginning, Hutohu Vavohu, it's the confusion of before there was light. Ubilbul Hadas, the bilbul, the confusion that comes with a person giving himself over to that realm of existence that's called Ves Ha'aretz, the earth. Umashmalus Vaharas Haisa Tovavo, the deeper meaning of that pasuk, Va'aras Haisa Tovavo, that the earth is Tovavo, Hainu, Kol ha-mitzias shel ha-inyonim ha-artziyim, all of the mitzias of things of this world, physical things, mivim es ha-adam l'tovavo. Even though each one of us thinks it's not going to change me, it's not going to affect me, it's not going to cause any confusion in my life, it's not true. The Torah says at the beginning, v'ha'aretz ha-isa tohu vavo, that the world, as we said many times in the tzaddikim, that the world is a wonderful place if you don't believe in it, meaning if you don't take it too seriously. But if you take the world and physical existence very seriously, and you see that as the purpose of your existence, so then the outcome of that is tohu vavo. If you miss all the tohu vavo, and you see that the people that are most deeply involved in Ves Ha'aretz, those are the ones who are more lost in the astonishing confusion of Tohu Vavo. Shloitama Kirak Binyoni Isser Ha'aretzius Pogemus. So you might think that when does earthly life damage me? When is it dangerous? It's only if I do something that's forbidden. In other words, the physical world is only dangerous when I am violating one of the laws of the Torah. If I eat something that's not kosher, then the world is harming me. If I watch something that's forbidden, then the world is harming me. But otherwise, but v'ilu inyone heter, but what about the world that's permitted to me? The world that's not us, eating, sleeping, resting, and so on. But what about the world that's not forbidden to me? The world that's permitted to me. So Sof Chasof, that's also part of what's called Haaretz. But I think that as long as something has a Hechsher on it, as long as something is kosher, and as long as something is permitted, that no matter how much I indulge in that, it doesn't bring me down. I don't get lost. I don't become confused. I think that Ilu and Yoni had to Einem Mal Maridim. Don't change one way. Don't affect me one way or the other. Ela Haaretz Haisa Tov Avo. That's what the Torah says at the very beginning. You're wrong. It's not just the things that are forbidden that could bring you down and cause you to become confused and lost. But the nature of all physical existence is Ves Haaretz Haisa Tov Avo. Only when a person lives every second of his life with Shemaim, Es HaShemaim Ves Haaretz, and the person's Aretz is bound to the Shemaim of HaShemaim LaShem, then V'Aretz Nosem of Ne'odam. But otherwise, Kol HaInyon HaAretzim, Afilo HaMutaren, Levim L'Tov Avo. It's hard to explain that to somebody when they're not living in this world. It's hard to explain that. I try to communicate that. The children don't understand. So when I say something like, you know, it's Hoshana Rabbah, you don't have to talk about the boots that you bought, or the sweater that you want to get. It's Hoshana Rabbah. It's Hoshana Rabbah. So they, you know, they look up for a minute from their catalogs or their boxes, whatever it is, and they give me that look of, you know, a respectful look of annoyance. I don't know any other way of putting it, that like how, you know, we ended up with this strange guy, you know. And so they study, there's something wrong with boots. So I said, there's nothing wrong with boots, as long as you just put them on your feet and wear them when it's cold, if you need them for the snow. But you don't have to have a half hour discussion and look at pictures of them and talk about them. It's a Shana Rab. To the immature mind, when I say immature, I don't mean just of children. I mean, it could be even a grown person who sees that the world, that division between Shemaim and Aretz is only between what's permitted and what's forbidden. So that person thinks that by immersing oneself in boots and other things, that it doesn't lead to a place of Tov Avo. That's not true. V'Ha'aretz Haaretz. The Haaretz Haisa Tov Avo. That's the Metzius. Kol Inyanim Haaretzim, Afilu Matar Mevim L'Tov Avo. All physical things, everything of this world, even those things that are permitted, if you're not careful, you'll find yourself in a place of Tov Avo, of unbelievable, astonishing confusion, total bewilderment and confusion. V'ha'etza yichidu l'zeh, and the only etza, the only advice, the only way of overcoming that, chayshach, that darkness. What does it mean, darkness? The Navi says that there are people who say what's good is bad and what's bad is good. That's darkness. That's what I said before from the Ramchal. a completely mistaken way of identifying the truth and knowing what's important in life, what's real and what's not real. So what's the Eitzah? So the Torah tells us. The Torah goes on and tells us there's only one Eitzah. There's only one way to overcome the danger of Ve'esha'aretz and Ve'harasayis HaTov HaVol, V'choshech, and the darkness of this world. And the Eitzah is Vayir Malakim Yihi Or, Vayihi Or. And Hashem said there should be light. Vayihi Or, and there's light. She'or Ha'elokus Ya'ir B'Yehudi. Only when the light of Hashem is shining in a Jew. She'or Ha'elokus. Inside each and every one of us, there's Elokus. There's godliness. But if the windows are closed and the shades are down, and the Elokus is not shining into your life, be'emes. So then the person cannot escape the tohu vavohu. But only when it's vayom lekim hi or vayhi or she'or ha'elokus yor'ir b'yehudi. When the light of Elokus is shining into a Jew, ze yatzel eisa mikol ha'inyonim ha'artzim. Only that can save him from all the inyonim ha'artzim, from all of those things of this world. Shakasha or ha'elokus meir bay, when the light of Elokus of godliness is shining into a person's life, ozu yochel ha'alas es kol ha'inyonim ha'artzim avadis Hashem. When a person is filled with Elokus and the windows are open, and the curtains are open, everything is letting in the Elokus of who he is, of what's inside of him. So then the person sees that, everything in this world is Elokus. Eating and sleeping and drinking and playing some ball, that everything is Elokus. And such a person can connect Shemaim as a Shemaim ve'as ha'aretz. And he's able to lift everything up, which is the tachlis of our lives. Lahalas is kol ha'inyonim ha'artzim l'avodas Hashem. That everything in life is a way of serving Hashem. And then the world doesn't cause confusion. Then the world doesn't mix you up. But then the world itself is another way of becoming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create a world to take us away from Him. He created a world to give us an opportunity to get closer to Him, even closer than we were before the world, before coming into the world, before the neshama entered into the body, or else Hashem wouldn't have done such a thing. Kamayma harava kodesh hamagmit mezrich, as the mezrich hamagid said, what we just said in davening a little while ago in the morning. Malo haaretz kininecha. The world, the simple pshat, the simple meaning of those words that we say after Baruch Hu is malo haaretz kininecha. The world is filled with Hashem's things. But the Mezrich HaMagid said it means something deeper. Ha'artzius melei b'tavarim she'efsher l'knoischa behem. That means that the Aretz, for the one who is connected to Shemayim, and the one who has Yishev Adas, the earth itself is a means of acquiring Hashem. Moloha Aretz kinyanecha. Aretz, the earth, is filled with all types of different ways that I could be kaina, that I could acquire Hashem. Mal ha'aretz kinyanecha. I could be kaina HaKadosh Baruch Hu, things of this world. It all depends. If I look at the can of soda, it's just a can of soda. If I look at a table, it's just a table. If I look at anything in the world, it's just something of this world. Then it causes darkness and confusion. If I look at everything in my life as a means of acquiring Hashem, as a means of getting closer to the very Olam, as we learn, then it's Mal Ha'aretz Kininecha, and I'll realize that I see that the world is Mal Ha'aretz Kininecha. Zu Ha'etzah L'Kol Ha'inyonim Ha'atzim. This is the only Eitzah for all things of this world. Vayor Malakim Hi Or Vayhi Or. Now, because there are many ways that people over history have tried to bring light into the world. There are many ways. Science, literature, art. Artists are trying to make the world more lichtig. Scientists are trying to make the world. In other words, they're trying to take away some of the darkness, the bewilderment, and confusion. Literature, everything is All of these things are to try to take away from the darkness of this world. Entertainment and films, movies, whatever, to try to take away from the darkness. The Torah tells us there's only one Eitz. All of those things somehow could be, because it's more large kinyanach. The world, everything in the world is a way to acquire Hashem, as long as it's mutar. Obviously, it's not something that's permitted, according to Halach. It's not permitted, it's from the other side. But it's permitted. Everything in the world that's permissible, that's permitted, is malach kinyanach. That's only when the person, that's only when the person read the next pasuk in the Chumash. Vayer malakim yihi or, only what God says, yihi or, is light, vayhi or, then is light. Or else, all of the accomplishments of the biggest professors, sah hakol, as we know, the Gemara tells us before Mashiach comes that all the minas and the kfir and all the rishas is going to come out davka from the places of study, from the academic world, which we saw by the Germans, yimach shemah. And we see even ad hayayim. There's only one thing that could illuminate a person's life, and when he has that, then he could see everything else in that light, as we say, ba'orcha nira or. Is there room for music? Yes. Is there room for art? Yes. Is there room for literature? Yes. But it's ba'orcha, in your light I see light. And the answer, therefore, to the darkness, the solution to the darkness of life and of this world of and the bewilderment and confusion is only one thing. Vayar malakim hi or. Then it's vayhi or. Sha'af kasha oisik binyanim ha'adziyim. Then, when a person lives with that, even when he's oisik in physical things, Meir by Or HaElokus, the light of Elokus is shining strongly. And when a person feels that Or of Elokus, and he looks at life through those eyes of Elokus, then the question he asks himself every minute is: with this piece of the Eretz, with this piece of earthly existence, how could I bring more nachas ruach to Hashem? How could I bring more nachas ruach? How could I bring more delight and pleasure to the Creator through this act of eating or sleeping or drinking, or this piece of music or art? Is this bringing more nachas ruach to the Bialy? That's when a person lives in that, under that light of Ayom Lakim Yehi Or. Then it's Vayhi Or. Then you see the world is taka beautiful. The world has unbelievable treasures. And the world doesn't cause you darkness and confusion. Adrabah. Zemad Isa Bizar Kodesh. Hamasham Chazal. Or Shabar Kodesh Baruch of Yom Rishon. Shemesh Rak Bay B'Yayin. There was a light at the time of creation. That's called the hidden light. And that light, as we know, was used. That light that Hashem created at the beginning. Adam and Eve. Really only had it for a short time. Altogether it was 36 hours. It was only from the beginning. Hashem let us keep it over that first Shabbos. Adam and Chava had Shabbos, but it was just at the beginning. What did Hashem do with that light? So it says, V'achakech roh kadosh baruch hu, shasidim lamayit v'shoim, omet v'gonzal tzadikim osad lofay. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that in the future the Rishayim are going to try to use this, that Asim Lamad Rishayim, that they're going to be Rishayim in the future. So Hashem hid this light. And he hid it for the Tzadikim L'Asad Lava, for the future. V'Yisa B'Zar Kodesh Hazeh, Shilomola is Ganiz Mikol V'Kol, Rikoyis Alma, it's a little bit cut off. Ilmola is Ganiz Mikol V'Kol, that if the Zohar says that if that light of creation would be entirely put away, locked up, closed, completely gone, like Karyas Alma, then the world would not be able to stand. Afilu Riga Chada, even for one moment. So what does the Zohar teach? Ella is Ganiz Vizdara Kahai Zara. The Zohar teaches that the hidden light in its fully illuminated state was hidden, that light was hidden, and was planted kahayzar, like a seed. Shetaim them oisei ba'adama, like a seed that one puts into the earth. The ovid tolden zaren ve'ibnu minei yiskayim alma, that bears fruit and more seeds and so on that sustain the world. That's what happened to that light. That's what the Zohar teaches. The hidden light of creation is not altogether gone. It was planted in this world. And it brings magnificent things to the world. Hainu, the Rebbe explains. Shaloi nignas ha'or hazeh mikol v'kol. What the Zohar is teaching us is that the light of creation was not altogether hidden. She'ilo haya nignas l'gamri lo haya ha'ilam yochel eskayim afilo rigu chodda b'lei or helikus. Because the world could not exist even for a moment without that light of helikus. The world could not continue without that light of what the truth is. Of ayom l'kim hi or, of ayhi or, the world couldn't continue. Elo nimtza v'kayim tomid behesta. What it means is that that light continues to exist, just it exists in a state that is hidden. It doesn't mean that it's gone. It exists. Just like you could have a child that was separated from his mother, and he's been away for a year, for 2 years, God forbid, someplace terrible, and he doesn't see his mother, and his mother's not there in the room with him, but the light of his mother sustains him. That light of the mother exists. It was planted deep within him through the time that they had together. And it's just now the light of his mother is in a state of concealment. But it's there. So too, the light of Vayom Lekim Hi'or, of creation, exists. But it exists in a state of hester. That's what the Zohar teaches us, of concealment. V'abir madua ein ha'ilam yochel eskamar fili riga chada b'leha orazah. So why is it? Why can't the world exist for even a moment without that light? The reason is because, as we learned, that since this world is filled with all physical things, it's a world that's filled with inyanim artsiyim. And what does that cause? Physical life causes confusion and bewilderment and darkness. That eats up and destroys a person. That tov avoch, that choshech, eats up and destroys a person. That's why the world couldn't exist for a moment if that light wouldn't be here. And a person would not be able to exist. The only solution to that, the only eitzah is, v'yom l'kim yihi or. Hashem said that there's light. That light of Elokus is always here. What he told us to do is to allow it into our lives, to allow it to where is Hashem wherever you let him in? Where is the Or HaGanuz? The HaGanuz was not taken away from us. The HaGanuz was hidden. Where is the Or HaGanuz? Wherever you allow it into your life. And without it, the world couldn't exist. Vine Maran, Rabbi Noach Melechovich, Omar Alaposik, Vayomer Lekim Hi'or, Vayi'or. I've mentioned this many times over the years in Shul, that the Tzaddik Melechovich says, when you read the first pasuk of Chumash, when you read the beginning, you have to read it in a special way. You have to read it like this. Vayom l'kim hi'or v'hi'or, he explains, Vayomer, kasher ish yehud yashoy b'cheshcha, when a Jew finds himself in terrible darkness, Omer, he has to say, what? Elokim hi'or, Rebbein Shalom, it's a tefillah. He's crying out, Vayomer, when a Jew looks around and he sees, I'm what? I'm in tohu v'avoh v'choshech al pnei amamish, I'm in the emptiness. I'm living in a world, and my life is filled with unbelievable emptiness and confusion. So what can he do? There's only one eitzah. He has to scream out. Vayomer means to cry out. Elokim, Yehi'or, Rebbein Shalom, Master of the Universe. Ani shori b'chashkas. You know that I'm so buried in the darkness of this world. I've taken that second thing, Esa'aretz, very seriously, and I'm buried. I'm buried underneath mountains of this world. I'm asking you, Hashem, Vayomer, Elokim, Yehi'or, Ha'er Afilasi, please, Rabbi Hashem, illuminate the darkness of my life. And if a Jew davens enough for that and he asks for that, then Hashem promises, Oz what? Vayhi or. That he'll give you light. He'll help you. Hashem will help you, and he'll shine that light into your life. So now we understand that the hidden light was hidden for that Jew who seeks it and asks Hashem to help, that it should become clear to him, that he should be able to access that hidden light. That Hashem answers him and shows him that. So the site Havayit of the first Lan of Rabbi taught, when it says in Chumash, Ve'eril Avram, and I appeared to Avram, El Yitzchak Vel Yaakov, everybody knows Rashi says one of the strangest, that's why some have said that it couldn't possibly be, it must be a mistake. But it says, Rashi says over there, Ve'eril Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Pirush Rashi El Ha'avis. Problem is that the oldest Rashis say this. Now, you don't need Rashi to tell us who Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov are. Rashi doesn't have to come along and say El Ha'avis, the fathers. Right? Torah says, Ve'eril Avram El Yitzchak Vel Yaakov, and then Rashi tells us, you know who they are? El Ha'avis. What do you mean, El Ha'avis? Our fathers? Kosham, how much is Rashi? What's Rashi eating? So the Yisrael Avayit explains, the Avayis Meloshin Ratzin, says in many of the Svarma Kedoshim, that the word Avayis, im avisem la'aliv, la'avisem, means to want something badly. The word of la avos avisa, like we said in the piyutim of Yom Kippur, avisa tehila, that Hashem, you long for the tefillas mikrusa afkrusa chaimer of human beings who are created of physical matter, avisa tehila Hashem, you want, you avisa means lashon of wanting. So what does it mean? He says the avos lashon rots ve'era el ha'avos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to whom does Hashem appear? It says, Ve'er El Havis. I mean, it says in the Pasuk, Ve'er El Havis means of Yaakov. Rashi says, means what? El Havis. So what's the Torah teaching us? What's Rashi saying? That you want to know, who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu appear to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Why? Like, how were they zeichet to that? They happened to stumble upon God? They went to a certain place, and that was what was showing in the theater, God? How do they come to Hashem's book? So Rashi says, you know how? The same way that you and I can. The answer is, Va'era el ha'avis, if you want it badly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesra le'elu ha'roitzim, I say. Hear that? This is a very beautiful, deep part. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appear to the one who wants them to appear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesra le'elu ha'roitzim, I say, mavakshim, I say. For those who are seeking Es HaShemayim, they will find God even in the world that's Es HaAretz. For those who are not looking for Him, they won't find Him in the Shemayim, bigger things of the world either. And they can't wait till davening is finished. They're not interested in learning. They're not interested in mitzvahs. If they have to do, they'll do, but they're not interested. But for those who are looking for the Baruch Shalom, even not only in Es HaShemayim, but even Ves HaAretz. That's what Rashi is explaining, El HaAvis. You want to know, why were they Zaycha? How did Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov come to such a Madrega? That they actually saw kivyochol, you know, visions of how do they come to that? The teretz is because they wanted to. That's what they wanted, because there was nothing in the world that meant more to them than that. And that's how you do that. Vayin l'shul or hagonas nignas. This too is the meaning that the hidden light was hidden. What does it mean? It's hidden. It's hidden for those Jews who cry out and say vayomer Elokim yehi or. I want to be able to see the truth. I want this light. You want that light? Then Vayom Lekim Hior. Then by Hior. Then the Baruch Shalom says, Yehi Or, for this person, Yehi Or. Then it was for you. It's meant for you. The Rishonim don't look for that. So that light was hidden from the Rishonim. They're not looking for that. They don't want that. Av Yehudi Mavakesh Lekim Yehi Or. But a Jew who's looking for the Baruch Shalom, and he's crying out and asking Elokim, Yehi Or, please help me, Yehi Or, miskayim by vahi or, then Hashem will give him that vahi or. Ki b'loy or halakus ein yehud yochaluch yosel kamer filu riga chada, because without this light, the person really can't live for a minute. And he could live like an animal. That's not called life for a human being. To live like an animal is not called life. The zemes bar. Now I could understand mashlocher and move on. Mashayach esal kadosh baruch hu inyan charata. What is shayach by kadosh baruch hu? The inyan of charata. By the dor hamabul. What do you mean that Hashem regretted creating the world and he brought a flood? Shirok kadosh baruch hu asitin lama dor hamabul v'dor flog omad v'gonz l'horah, that Hashem saw there was going to be the generation of the flood and the generation after the flood of the dispersion. So what did Hashem do? So he hid the light. Meaning, of course, is that light of Elokus, it exists. It exists now also, like the Zohar says, it's here. As we said, the world can't go on for a minute without it. It's hidden and put aside in a special place for that Jew who's looking for it. But if that's not what you're looking for, if you're not interested in that, and you might like a blad gemara, you could talk about something in learning, and you enjoy that. But if you're not looking for the or halakus, then you're not zayicha to it.
But if someone doesn't know it's there,
then it's the job of those who know to try to help them to know that it's there. It's not his fault if he doesn't know. The light was made to begin with. It was created for those who want it. That's why it's written at the beginning of the Torah. To teach us that the whole mitzius of a Jew is what? Is to reveal this elokus in his life. And to live with this elokus, to live with this reality, to live with this light, as he navigates his way through the world, through the physical world, but to live every minute with he or. A person walks into his office, he walks into the building, he has to walk in with those words, he has to walk in and say, Elokim, Rabbanu Shalom, he or. I'm coming into a place of choshech of this world, mamish. I'm coming into a place where people think that everything, that this whole world, this is it. What's the world? This world that you see and that you smell and that you touch. So when you walk into that, you have to ask, Vayomer Elokim Yehi, or I'm asking you to help me to remember what's the tachlis of why I was created. And that even the time that I spend here, it should be lichtig, it should be for you. And I should remember why I'm here. And that's the only etzah that a Jew has to overcome the tohu vavohu, the confusion, the bewilderment, and the darkness. He goes on to explain now the inyan of Teresh Baal Peh, which we have from Chazal. Chazal tells us, we have the Kabbalah from the Tanchum of the Medrash, that the hidden light is found in, especially in those who struggle to understand the Teresh Baal Peh. But I promised that I would, and that's what he says at the end, to have the learning of Torah, to uncover that light in our learning of Torah. But I promised I would say over, just for 2 minutes, I'll say very briefly, the Nakuda that I said last night, that in the Ilus of Chag at the end of Yontif, that a few people mentioned to me that it's not on any tape, so now what's going to be? We don't have memories anymore, so we have to use machines. But I don't have time to go into now by Riches. It takes longer. But the Vart that we saw, that we spoke about, was in Tzadik, the Hiddel Gestrikover, that he brought the Gemara in Chulim Dav Samach Vav tells us an interesting halacha. Because this is his chaskus for each and every one of us. As we enter back into the choshech of the regular calendar, of the regular schedule, that the Torah tells us that there's a special halacha, that it says kol hashev b'yam, anything that's in the water, in the ocean, that has a snapir v'kaskeses, that has the simonim of what's a kosher fish, it's in Parshas Re'eh, that it has the scales and the fins that a kosher fish needs. So the Torah says, Kol HaShev B'mayim. And the Gemara learns out from there that even though there are certain fish that they're very, very delicate, that when you pull them out of the water, in the water they have scales and fins, but when you pull them out of the water, because of pulling them out, it falls off. But the Torah says, learns out from the Pasuk, Kol Sheva Mayim, since in the water it has its Navi, because Kesis, while it's in the water, as the Gemara says, even though it's the type, and the Gemara tells some names, even though when you pull it out, it falls off and loses the signs of Tahara. When it's out of the water, you don't see on it any sign of it being pure. Since in the water it had the scales and the fins, then even out of the water, the fish is kosher. You could eat it. It's Tahara. So the tzaddik, this tzaddik of everything strict, have learned from there a very deep Torah of how we should look at ourselves after the days, the unbelievable days that we just went through, the whole Elul and Slichas and Shanim, Sesmi Chuvim, Kippur, Sukkot, Shana Rabbi, Shmini Tzeres, and Chas Torah, these unbelievable days, are days when each and every one of us, even though we're not tzaddikim, but we certainly saw on ourselves signs of Tahara, scales and fins, that were kosher Jews. There's not one of us that didn't think about this during this last time and feel that we want to be good Jews, we want to be better Jews, we don't know how, and we're afraid we're going to end up the same as we always were, but we know that the truth, we know Vayom Elokim Hi'or. And we were seeking that, and we want that all of this time. That's what we're really looking for. And the whole avoid of this time was Espanecha Hashem Avakesh. That's all I want, is to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know how to sustain that. But we know this, that while we're in the ocean of this time of the year that we just went through, every one of us was shining with the scales and fins that say that we're kosher, that we're good Jews. The problem is that when we go out of that world, when we're fished out of the world and we come back into the Arceus, into the physical regular schedule, so then you lose your fins and scales. They fall off. They were only there when you were in the ocean of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Sukkot. You don't see any signs of, you look at yourself as the day after the Yontif, and I'm the same person that I was before Rosh Hashanah. How am I any different? What changed in me? So it didn't change me at all. Stan, I went through that whole time, it didn't change me, it didn't affect me. I'm the same Tamei, I'm the same impure person that I was. The answer is no, you're not. You were changed by it. Because the Torah teaches us that as long as you saw signs, simone tahara, while you were in the ocean that was pure and holy, you saw signs of who you really, really, really are and want to be, then even when you find yourself afterwards in the darkness outside the ocean of that clarity and truth, you should know that there's an effect that this, that tahara, that pureness and that holiness has upon your life. We might not see it. We might look at ourselves as being the same, but we're not the same. We're different. We were changed by it. We were changed by it. And that because of the time that we spent in the ocean of those holy days, covered with the scales and fins of Kedusha, of who we really are and who we really want to be, even though we look at ourselves afterwards and we wonder sometimes, what changed? Nothing changed. I'm the same person I always was. It's not true. In a very deep and mysterious way, there's something that's bringing us closer to who we are. And we're better than we were. We're better than we were. We have to mechazik ourselves to remember that and to live up to Hashem Yisbarach's expectations and our own understanding of who we really are that we saw while we were in the ocean of those days of this past, you know, month plus, almost 2 months. And that's what it means. Kol Sheva Mayim, as long as each and every one of us saw signs of holiness and signs of wanting something better while we were in those days, that even now that we've been caught in the fisherman's trap and we're back in the world of Choshech and Tov, of O and Choshech Abnei Tahayim, we should know that we're still kosher Jews. We're still Tahor, we're still pure. There's still a measure of Tahar, of Kedusha, that's in each and every one of us. We have to capitalize on that. We have to bring it out. We have to daven Vayoyme, Elokim, Rabbi Yishlom Yehi, or I'm begging you to help me feel today a little bit something of what I felt when I was dancing on Simchas Torah. Something that I felt by Ne'ilu, something that I felt by Tekiah Shofar, something. Bring me back to that time, to that place when I was in the ocean and it was clear to me. I knew who I was and I knew what's important in life. We have to remember that and ask Hashem's work to help us while we're struggling by Abasha on the earth, flapping around. It's much bigger Rachmanis than any fish that was ever caught. We're much bigger Rachmanis. Because the fish flaps around for a minute till it dies, or someone gives it a clap and the whole parish is finished. We're flapping around 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, person's flapping around. And then they throw you back in the water a little bit, and then they take you back out. You know, it's like, it's crazy. It's crazy. So Vayomer Lekin, it should be a lichtig, a shining year for each and every one of us and full of klai. So we should be zeicha, ba'orchanira, or the biggest light that we're waiting for is the light of Mashiach Tzukein, the or Shivasi on the light of the 7 days of creation. We should be zeicha, Mashiach, the Gula Hashem, Amen, Amen.
Amen.